أهلاً وسهلاً. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلاً وسهلاً ومرحباً بكم. This is Al-Kitab Podcast Chapter 5, Episode 1. This podcast covers pages 69 to 74. لا أحب مدينة نيويورك. المفردات, vocabulary words. There are a couple things I would like to mention here. Sometimes students have difficulty with. For example, looking down the list at the word the best, أحسن. The book mentions that you use أحسن plus اسم مفرد, so a singular and indefinite noun. This is a superlative form of the adjective, and we will learn more about those later, but they give you this one here. So an example of using this would be أحسن طالب, the best student. And even though طالب does not have the alif lam, it's still definite, the best. أحسن طالب, or أحسن كتاب. Next thing, going down to بسبب, because of, or on account of. Remember that this is exactly that, of, because of something. So you can't use this if you say, I want to go to the store because I want to buy. No, this is because of something, and we'll get to some examples. One example is, I can't go to the store because of the rain. And next, note the difference at the bottom of the vocab list between the adverb and the adjective for a lot and many. The adverb for a lot is كثيراً, like he speaks a lot. هو يتكلم كثيراً. But then below it you have the adjective for many, كثير, or the feminine كثيرة, or the plural for humans, right? كثيرون. So, طلاب كثيرون, lots of students, or كتب كثيرة. Because remember, non-human plural nouns like كتب, books, the adjective or anything else really that describes them has to be feminine singular. Apparently not all the editions of this book have كثير under كثيرًا in the vocab list. This chapter introduces two new verbs, to like or love and to feel. And now that you know how to conjugate verbs, you can go through for each of the pronouns. For example, they give you I like or I love, أحب. How about هو, يحب, هي, تحب. Do you remember all the other ones? Review those if you don't. The last thing from the vocabulary is the as far as someone is concerned, بالنسبة لي. Note the box at the top of the next page on 71, where you have the different inflections of this form, بالنسبة لي. So بالنسبة لي, according to me, or as far as I am concerned, and all the way down. بالنسبة لك, according to you. بالنسبة لك, according to you, feminine. بالنسبة له, بالنسبة لها. All right, moving on. تمرين واحد, drill one. It's pretty straightforward, just use the new vocabulary. Let's look at number 12.
لا أحب السفر إلى فلوريدا في الصيف بسبب الجو ال blank.
I just want to point out that there is a use of بسبب, because of the weather, right? بسبب الجو ال, and then you put in an adjective. And number 13, بالنسبة لي, so as far as I'm concerned,
جامعتي هي blank جامعة في الولايات المتحدة.
And here's an example of when you can use the best, right? So if you look at the sentence itself,
بالنسبة لي جامعتي هي أحسن جامعة في الولايات المتحدة.
So I'm giving you the answer on this one, that's okay. What I want to point out is that جامعة is still written without the alif lam, but the meaning is the best university. Grammatically speaking, that's called a superlative adjective, and we'll talk more about those in a chapter or two. All right, moving on to تمرين اثنان. We're not going to take much time on this drill. The only thing I might mention is remember that sometimes you have to reword these to get the meaning across. So for example, number 2, if you're going to ask somebody what their favorite season is, do we know the word favorite? Not yet. So how could we do this? What is your favorite season? How about something like, What is the best season, according to you, or as far as you are concerned? Al-Qawa'id, grammar, Tanwin al-Fatah, adverbs. You know a lot of adverbs. You just didn't know maybe that they were adverbs. Like shukran, afwan, kathiran, aydan, all of these share the grammatical ending Tanwin al-Fatah. One of the easiest ways to recognize them is to look for that aleph on the end, sometimes written with the two little fathas, sometimes not. There are also some adverbs written with a tamarabuta with the two fathas above it. Let's look at the box at the bottom of the page that has the word well, jayadan, as in I study well. How did we get well? How did we form this word? What you do is you take the masculine form of the adjective. So what's the masculine form of the adjective here? It's jayid, meaning good. And then it's easy. You just add the aleph with the tanwin fatah. So, jayid becomes jayadan. And the examples they give you, la adrus jayadan fi ghurfati. And if you remember, I mentioned at the beginning of the chapter, the vocabulary, the difference between kathir and kathiran, there's another example. The adjective in the masculine singular form of many or a lot, kathir, becomes kathiran, just with the aleph and the tanwin. Alright, so let's practice this now in Tamrin Arba. They give you some verbs that are conjugated for different people. So notice that these, some of them are for hiya, some of them are for hum, etc. So if I were going to do this drill, I might say, if I'm talking about friends or family members, I might say something like, زوجتي تتكلم أربع لغات وهي تعمل في البيت وأحيانا في مكتب. أنا أكل كثيرا في الصباح وأحب السفر إلى شرق الأوسط جدا. تمرين خمسة, drill five, is what we need to talk about. They introduce here a couple of new principles. Rephrase the following by making adverbs out of the underlined phrases. Remember to drop the aleph lam and use the masculine form of adjectives. They say remember to do that, but it was never really introduced. So what you do here is like the example they give you.
Zawji la ya'mal fin nahar. And they underline fin nahar.
In the day, right? During the day. What you do is you take the noun and nahar, drop the aleph lam, add a tanween, and you've now got an adverb. So, how would you translate that into English? Well, it still means basically the same thing. My husband does not work in the day, or during the day. If you really want to think of it grammatically, like an adverb in English that often end with ly, you might think of it as something like, my husband doesn't work in the daily, or something. Doesn't work afternoonly, or something like that. So if we look at an example like number one,
La ushahid a television fis sabah.
Remember, we're going to get rid of the aleph lam. Also, we no longer need fi, because with an adverb, it's telling us that it's in the morning. We say sabahan, adding the aleph and the tanween at the end. And you might think of it like morningly. Okay, number three. Hal taskunun fi buyut qariba min al-jami'a. So what you can do here is you just get rid of the fi, buyut. Qariba is in the feminine singular form, because buyut is a non-human plural noun. But all you need to do is turn qarib into the masculine singular noun, and then add the aleph, tanween, to make it an adverb. So what does that mean? Think about it. All right, tamrin sitta, drill six. Ask your zumilat, your colleagues, for the following information. When you find someone like you, say, wa'ana aydan. Or you can give a full sentence response. For example, let's look at number one. Man yaktub rasa'al illa usratihi da'iman. So we want to change a couple things, right? Think about this, what we need to change. Okay, so if I want to ask somebody, and this is a yes-no question, right? Hal, and we want to ask enta or enti, right? Hal enta, and we're going to have to change yaktub, because that's huwa. Hal enta taktub rasa'il illa usrat tak. We can't say to his family, that's kind of weird. Do you always write letters to his family? So we also have to change the suffix pronoun ending, right? On the end of usra. So again, هل تكتب رسائل إلى أسرتك دائما? And if somebody asked me that, I might say, نعم, أنا أكتب رسائل إلى أسرتي دائما. So you see what we're changing here? We're changing the conjugation of the verb as well as the suffix ending on the noun. And you won't have to do that for all of these. Let's look at number 8. من يسكن قريبا من الجامعة. If I ask somebody that, I might say, هل أنت تسكن قريبا من الجامعة? And if somebody asked me that, I would reply, لا, أنا لا أسكن قريبا من الجامعة. أنا أسكن بعيدا عن الجامعة. This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.